This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with two members of the Lansing Derby Vixens roller derby team, Stephanie Harrier, whose roller derby name is Donkey Kong, and Holly Welker, whose roller derby name is Polly Pocket Rocket. I'm just loving this whole thing. When we left, I said I wanted to come back, and you're a vet student, Stephanie,
yep.
And you're in criminal justice program, Holly. What did your parents say when you came home after they sent you away to MSU and you came home and said, we're going to do roller derby?
My mom didn't say, or neither my mom or my dad said really a lot at first. But then after about a month when they're like, I was like, I bought roller skates, I bought knee pads, I bought a helmet. And they weren't very excited till I took them to a bout up at Detroit. And they don't say it, but I know they're telling people because it's getting back to me. So they're not afraid to tell people anymore that their daughter's a roller derby girl.
I love that. Stephanie, how about you?
My parents were the same way. My mom was concerned and wanted to make sure I had a mouth guard. But other than that, they've been pretty supportive. They live in Iowa, so they haven't actually seen me skate yet, but they're coming all the way up here in February to watch our bout. So they're excited. I'm excited. They're going to be there.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I'm guessing from both of your beautiful smiles, there was probably some orthodontia work involved.
Yes, absolutely.
At some point. Believe me,
mouth guards are essential.
I understand. Why we're talking about things like that, safety, that's one of the things that I thought of when I saw you walk in. I mean, you're beautiful young women, and I'm looking, thinking about the physicality of something like this, because you're talking about blockers and jammers, yeah. And that just sounds like it can hurt. So what about injuries and how physical this is?
I think I'm just off the disabled list.
Oh, Holly says I'm off the disabled list. Okay.
So I actually, in practice, now, this was no contact. This was just me skating and falling of my own accord. I severed my PCL ligament in my knee. And so I'm just coming off disabled. And there's several girls that have had some knee injuries. And our coach is actually one of the reasons she's coaching us right now. She's still recovering from an injury that she had playing roller derby. So it happens. I mean, we've been very lucky that nothing's been very serious. But you get, you know, I don't think there's a week that a girl doesn't come off the rink with a bruise, at least on her shoulder from someone hitting her real good. But, and I'm by real good, I mean a really good hit.
Exclamation point, really good. Stephanie, how about any injuries?
I'm knocking on wood right now. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay, so far things are going well for you. Now, the bumping into each other, and I use the term loosely, that's allowed? I mean, or how much of it is allowed?
There's legal blocking zones and legal parts of your body you can use to hit other people. So you can hit somebody anywhere from their shoulders down to their knees is a legal blocking zone. And in the front, you cannot hit people in the back. That's a major penalty or minor, depending on how bad it was. And you can hit people with your side or your back.
But not your elbows.
Not your elbows, no forearms. So there's definitely a lot more rules and strategy than there was in the 70s, 80s roller derby that was on TV.
Yeah, so
it's a real sport now.
Yeah, that's what I have kind of distant memories of.
Yep.
And it looks like, I was going to say controlled chaos, but I would say more uncontrolled chaos. So things have civilized a bit for everybody's protection, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's still definitely a contact sport. And that's one of the things a lot of us like about it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if people could see you, you're saying that with a smile on your face, Stephanie.
Absolutely. We love it. I love it.
And you'll be able to skate. You're coming off, so you're practicing now.
Yeah, I'm back practicing. At it. I just actually last night was my first full practice back, and it was awesome. And I'm really sore today, and it feels great.
I think we're all sore today.
Yeah, it was a tough practice.
Now, what is important to mention also? I mean, obviously, you ladies are having a ball, but you're doing this for some reasons. There's a community service component to all this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to give back to the community that's giving to us. So we volunteered at events like Festival of the Moon and Festival of the Sun. Some of our proceeds we're donating to Capital Area Humane Society is our charity that we elected as a team to donate some money to. We've also volunteered at Be a Tourist in Your Own Town, the triathlon at Hawk Island.
So you guys are out
and about. So we're out and about, and we definitely, we we want people to see us as a vital part of the community.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Well, and also something that comes into that is we established before you don't get paid for this, and you ladies actually pay dues to be a part of this. Does sponsorship play a role, or would you like it to play a role?
Yeah, we're definitely looking for sponsors. We've had some people step all up already, and there's a million different ways to help us and for us to help you. I mean, we are looking for relationships, not just for someone to help us, but someone that we can help back. Actually, Ryan Knott, and you can get a hold of him through our website or through our Facebook page, is in charge of our sponsorship information, and he can get with you. And we have rewards packages and all sorts of things to help, you know, to make it a great, strong relationship with us and our sponsors.
Very good. And Ryan is who I got in touch with through Facebook once again in order to try to connect with you. And I swear all of you involved must need to have this real chipper attitude and real perky, because everybody's like so happy and helpful. And it's kind of catching, I have to say. What about your coach? Where did your coach bring everybody together? And
no, we actually found her. We got lucky. Oh. We were already together, and we were kind of coaching ourselves for the first month. And she actually, her boyfriend got a job in Lansing, and she was following him up here and kept Googling roller derby in Lansing because she had played for a team down in Indiana. And one day she finally got a hit. And since she was on the disabled list and still is, she stepped up as our coach and has been helping us learn the skills and the strategies we need to be an effective team.
Very good. What do you like best about roller derby?
What do I like best? You know, I was never a huge athlete. And I only played up until junior high, and I was never a huge athlete, and I never really cared to be. But there's just something about this that is just so – anyone can do it. And I really like that aspect of it, and I love the women I've met. Wonderful, incredible women, and we have such a good time with each other, and we sweat and we laugh, and it's just a great time.
Stephanie, what about you? Same question. What do you love best?
I'd have to agree with everything that Packer Rocket just said. I needed something to get. I'm a vet student, so I'm always at school, always working, and it's something great to get away from all of that for at least 6 hours a week, where I can just be myself and have a great time and hang out with all of these women.
It's amazing. We've got about a minute left, so I want to get back in again, and we'll let everybody know your website, first of all.
Yep, it's LansingDerbyVixens.com.
And Holly, your Facebook is?
It's just Lansing Derby Vixens.
I've got it up in front of me.
I think it's Lansing Derby Vixens as well.
Okay, and tickets go on sale tomorrow for a February 12th bout.
Yes, February 12th at the Lansing Center. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. This is a family-friendly, fun event. We're going to have a live band, a DJ, and children 10 and under are free.
I love that. Well, I for one will be there because I just think this is just a great new addition to the Lansing community, and I'm thrilled for all of you. It's really been a pleasure to meet you, and I thank you for coming in. And
thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Well, I think it was awesome too, and I will look forward to having you back again, and we'll see how the season's going if you took care of those folks that beat you before. I think that has to happen on your home turf. Very good. Stephanie Harrier, Donkey Kong, and Holly Walker, Polly Pocket Rocket. I love the whole idea, and it's a pleasure having you here in the studio.
Thank you very much.
The Lansing Derby Vixens, about coming up February 12th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. You can go to Lansing Derby Vixens on their Facebook page and get more information. Been an awful lot of fun. We'll be back to wrap up this hour on Fritz and Friends right after this.